So yep. She has an idea.
So she knows what's going on. Okay. We'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our CDRA meeting, August 12th, 6 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start off with a roll call.
So let me just read their names.
Okay. Paul?
There.
Mike?
Here.
Russ?
Here.
Rondi?
Here.
And Kate and Lynn are excused. Next is approval of our minutes from our July 8th regular CDRA meeting.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for July 8th, 2025, 6 p.m. regular CDRA meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion by Bull, seconded by Paul, to approve the minutes from the July 8th, 2025 regular CDRA meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims and invoice register dated July 1, 2025 to July 31, 2025 in the amount of $99,899.
Mr. Chairman, may I comment on it? Relative to the second page, relative to the 81,566, that has nothing to do with park improvements and capital improvements. Notice that the Sunrock, that is to pay for the trail that connects Spring City and Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, out of the description, it has HP or MPHNHP Heritage Trail.
Environmental, I think that's a little line about it. No big deal. I just thought maybe you had a question about it.
Questions?
I looked at it earlier.
Somebody want to make a motion?
Sure, I'll make a motion. We approve the invoice register dated 7/1/2025 to 7/31/2025 for the amount of $99,899 and no cents.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Rondi, seconded by Bull, to approve invoice register dated 7/1/25 to 7/31/25 in the amount of $99,899. Roll call.
Paul?
Here. Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Okay, next we'll turn some time over to Monks.
Very quickly, I'm going to have Jack to give you a report on the capital development of the 5-acre arena. I'd like to comment briefly on the what we have on the trail project. The trail project between the junction of U.S. Highway 89 and State Highway 117 to 400 South in Spring City will be completed on August 31st. Then we'll have to then do the connector trail. The connector trail will go through Glen Pills property and go down and connect. It starts out by where the little CCC camp. And we're working on that. I've been in touch today with all of our funding partners. We're going to get an extension, time extension to do that. And we've prepared an easement and a memorandum of agreement with Glen Peel. And once we record that and get a copy to UDOT, then we'll proceed. They're going to allow us to extend the completion date. We don't need that much time, but for time frame, it'll be extended to the end of the state fiscal year and our fiscal year, which will be June 30, 2026. So again, from the junction to 400 South of Spring City, completed August 31st, then we're going to do the connector trail.
Have you talked to Jones and DeMille on that? Because they said it was a lot cheaper to come out around Highway 89. And they talked like UDOT was doing.
That was our first option. We almost got in trouble on extent for that reason, because that was my choice as well. But what happened in the end, UDOT didn't want to do it. They didn't want us to use the easement, take it off from where you turn into the coffee depot. They didn't want us to do that. They wanted us to stay away from 89 until we got down to the junction of Spring City. I agree with him, by the way.
Yeah, because that way to put people out in front of the businesses and get people off the street.
I really wanted that, but like I say, we have to go to option number two by their request.
I have a question, Ron.
Yeah.
As far as funding this connection between here at Fifth West and the park,
yeah,
what does that funding look like? Is it
okay? All the funding, the bids came in so good with Sunrock. The funding, as I mentioned before, we have $1,389,000 from UDOT. We have $500,000 from the Governor's Office of Outdoor Recreation, and $250,000 from State Parks, and $90,000 from the Heritage Area. We have more than enough money. In fact, we're hoping they'll let us do something on Fifth West, because we have more money than we need.
Perfect.
Okay.
You know, there's a misconception that the city's funding this trail.
No.
And I just want to know how to respond.
Well, wait until you see the message you are tomorrow. There's some strange things going on in Spring City. All you got to follow is, all you got to do is take a look at the Benyon issue, that ridiculous thing, and carry it over, because I've been on the phone. I went down and looked at everything yesterday. They were claiming that the vibration caused $30,000 damage to the arson Hyde house. The fact of the matter is, the only vibrating we did was a small section between 4th and 3rd North. We went through it once. The people came out and complained, and they quit doing it. But they said there had been broken wheels. It is nonsense. Don't believe what you read in the newspaper, okay?
I learned that one.
Okay, would you guys be kind enough to bring us up to date on your...
Sure. The new arena is coming really good. In fact, it is to the point right now where if you wanted to come down to do a walking tour, you'd be welcome to come and do that and see what our alleyways and the pens and the rope and chutes and strip chutes and that stuff is. It's pretty well set up. Now, Paul is in charge of posts. And he's been doing posts like that. We only have pulled one so far. So it's coming along really good. We're running into some things at the end here that I hadn't expected, but we're working through all those and it's going to be good. It's going to be a nice arena. In the morning, we're going to pour some little 6-inch footings for the roping chute, so it's stationary and we don't have to worry about it settling and all that stuff. We're going the extra mile on just about everything. So it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. Any questions? Come down. Have a look.
I just want to make a comment. I went to Preston Idaho over the weekend and they just redone their arena. They've got seating all the way around. They have a really good rodeo up there. But looking at their arena, it's pretty much designed like ours, but ours is being built a lot better than that one.
Of course, does it look like the ocean?
Yeah, they're such crooked and wavy.
Wow, they had cows jumping over it.
Yeah.
And bumping it already.
It's not going to hurt ours.
They cemented in out there all the corner posts and everything?
No, every joint post, every 12 feet.
They're cemented.
Yeah, we could put your pickup in there and you could get out.
Yeah, my 84.
It's going to be a nice arena.
It's actually coming real good.
Hopefully, Mark can find some money for bleachers.
We're looking for more sources for that right now. The budget is $13,000. We have enough for 800 seating. We'll look at the other. By the way, remember when Hot Rod Hunter used to call Carl Malone the mailman because he delivered? When he told me you're the post, I now call you the postman. Everybody put up a joke about that. Would you bring this up to date? I found $30,000 for the next level for the Skyline Eventing. Would you kind of comment on what the Skyline Eventing wants to do?
Sure. Skyline wants to bring one more level to their eventing park. And that will, I think she told me we would be the only one in the Western District that had that many levels. And we're looking at about $30,000 to do it, just to build the jumps. And so that's kind of where they're headed, and pretty excited about it. They are a really, really good group to work with. They're all really smart, and smarter than me, and that's what I like them, I guess. I just stand in the corner, but yeah, that's the plan, is to upgrade to one more level. Do you remember what the level is? I can't do this. Anyway, it doesn't matter, one more up. And that'll bring more people in, but what is really good is it'll bring higher competitors, like the people that try to get on the Olympic team. That's the level it'll be. It'll be cool.
I do have one question.
Cool.
It's not, who owns that property that they cleared off and leveled down there? It's powder. I walked out there this morning. The road's powder. There's a lot of traffic on it.
I know exactly what you mean, and it's a bad subject. I've just tried to turn my back on it. Man, it was only supposed to be two or three loads of sand, but it's been nonstop for the last 2 days, going to Scott Withers' place.
Who is it?
Scott Withers, is it? No, Winters. Sorry, Winters.
Is that the level piece down there? Is that the tracks there that they've done? Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was Tim's down there, no?
Yeah, it's a bad deal. But Scott Brotherson talked to me about it. He said, yeah, we're just going to haul a couple of loads down there. A couple of loads an hour for 3 weeks. Yeah.
Is that their entry to that property?
Yeah, and that's another thing. There was... That's another thing. Nobody said a word. It's just a gate there and a gate into the property. Instead of coming through their place, they come through the city place. And it's a bad situation. But I just thought maybe it'd be better to leave it alone, and can't take forever.
Yeah, I just noticed that. It's really...
But once they get what they're hauling in there...
It'll land, okay.
And in fact, I told Scott that when that gets done, I'm going to weld that gate shut. And he said, oh, no, don't do that. But I don't know if they have access. Well, they've got to have
from the west access. Down there? They don't have access up from the west?
They've got to, yeah. There's got to be something there. But it's just one.
They build a big berm at the end of the track, so they can't get up over that and get in that way, going along the railroad track.
I've really been trying to avoid that. I have. I don't... You know,
I just walk it all the time, so I see it.
Is that the piece of rock Barber owned?
It's at the very end of the track. I thought it was old, what's his name that owned the farm right there?
Alan Shelley's?
No.
On what?
If you go down the track, it goes south.
Serby.
That's Frank Serby's old place.
Yeah.
Now, I thought that he was the one that flew. I asked God if it was Terry that. You know, if they're going to build a house or something there.
No, it's an arena. Arena and some pens and a hay barn. Yes. They actually bought that piece of property from the Venting Girls, from Skyline.
Because they bought it from Barbara Johansson, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that used to be Barbara's.
Yes, it used to be, yeah.
Well, they've done a good job of leveling it up and putting some nice pens, and it looks nice.
They weren't happy with the condition of the sand or the quality of it, so they made them come down and dig it all back up, haul it out, and put different sand in. So it's been a fiasco, but I just kind of keep my blinders on and figure it's not worth the fight.
I apologize for bringing it up.
Yeah, your apology is accepted. Just don't do it again.
Well, while we're on the subject.
Okay. You go first.
While we're on the subject, there's another eyesore. All of the industrial park. All of their garbage blows over to us. We're constantly picking up construction garbage. If you drive down the airport road, it's an eyesore. Something needs to be done.
We're trying to get the funding of 50% grants to build a high fence. I'm working closely with Mike Bowles. That's the biggest.
We need to get that water gone too, that they're dumping onto you guys down there from Michael's property too. The big new warehouse they built, and they took all the rain gutter waters and dumped it right over onto you guys.
I fixed that. I took some of their covers and put them on a mower and shoved them firmly into the rain gutter. No, I didn't. Paul told me not to do it. So.
Yeah, because those need to be fixed. That's not right.
Maybe you ought to just run it down to the pond down there and run a pipe out of them down to the pond. Then take care of both things.
No. you don't run your drain water on other people's property. You don't do it. So anyway, it's kind of a bad deal.
Jack, although I don't know, please say one thing. When we first started working with these vending gals, I really connected with one of them because she was from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, where I spent a lot of time in my previous life. But having said that, when we went to the Ward's banquet, I didn't recognize them. Because tell us what happened to those girls that went out and shopped. Tell us that story about what happened, the red shopping, and they were no longer in their cowboy clothes.
Yeah, we had four women there at that banquet deal, and Galen was one of them, and they all looked extremely beautiful, and they had their long dresses on, and I said to the red girls, my goodness, you look nice, and they said, we went shopping and we were gone all day and had a really good time. And I said, well, you looked really nice. So they did, and it was pretty cool. So see them dressed up like that, had their hair all done and stood in their work clothes.
You look pretty sharp too.
Yeah, I am pretty sharp. yeah, it was great, yeah. Anything else? No more questions or observations or suggestions? See you in the morning, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for telling people that connector trail, there's no money out from Mount Pleasant Way.
Sure. I've just been, my response is that UDOT is paying for this project, but there's other entities also.
Yeah, I get that.
Nothing else to get from.
You got anything else, Mont?
That's it.
You guys got anything?
No.
Okay.
She was up to you tonight.
Come on, man. Do my calls to my adjourn.
Motion by Paul, said Jerry, second by Bo. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm not even trying.